Hey, this is Alinda Mariposa Seguera, and you've left regular radio behind. You're listening to Exit 97.7 WEXT.
This is 97.7 EXT. I'm Katie G here with Alinda Seguera, leader of the band Hooray for the Riff Raff. Thanks so much for coming by today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, you sound amazing playing tunes from the new album, The Navigator.
Yeah.
And, you know, Alinda, you're originally from the Bronx, and you left New York as a teenager, had some fun hitchhiking, train hopping, made your way down to New Orleans, and eventually to Nashville here and there. Can you talk to me about your journey?
Yeah, it was a long one. It's been a really amazing journey. I never thought I'd be able... I mean, I didn't really even know that I was going to be a musician when I left home. I was just kind of like searching for some kind of meaning and purpose in life. And fate just kind of opened up a lot of doors for me. And I was just kind of following whatever instinct I had. And I ended up in New Orleans. Now I'm actually back in New Orleans, which is really great. And that's where I learned how to play music. I learned how to play on the street, playing a lot of folk songs, a lot of different types of American folk music. And that's where I learned about songwriting. You know, when I was a kid growing up in New York, I always really loved poetry. So I really, I wrote a lot and I was always journaling and I was going to slam poetry events. And I loved the beat poets and like the New Yorkian poets. And that was something, that was a world that was really inspiring to me.
Yeah. And in comparison to your last album, 2014, Small Town Heroes,
yeah,
The Navigator differs quite a bit sonically. Yeah. Can you talk to me a bit about the change in direction in terms of the band's sound?
Yeah, there were a lot of different reasons for, you know, just trying new things and wanting to grow. I really felt like I wanted to grow musically and as an artist and as a person. And there was so much that was just pulling me back to this idea of being a city kid. What does it mean to grow up as a city kid? What is it? What did it mean to grow up in the Bronx and watch New York change so much? And also to be a Latina in this country right now? And what does it mean to be Puerto Rican? And, you know, there's just so many intersections that I found myself in when it came to identity. You know, I was a city kid living in the South who felt like I had no home. I'm a Puerto Rican, but of the diaspora. So I'm not from the island. I'm from over here. And, you know, Puerto Rico is considered a commonwealth, but it's really a colony. You know, it's like, what does that mean? And I just kept thinking so much about what it meant to be in the middle of all these identities and felt like I never really fit in totally into one of them. So The Navigator became this idea of, you know, navigating identities, navigating cities, navigating roadblocks of oppression. And how do you find a way to be yourself and to find yourself and be free no matter what? And so it turned into this like concept album. I wanted to create a character and create a story and make some kind of fantasy world about this character, this young girl who wants to leave where she's from and who she is and where her family's from. And she finds out that she never can. You know, you can't run from who you are and where you come from. And that's what I learned, you know, while making this album. And it was just really amazing to dive deep into Puerto Rican music that came out of New York in the 70s and 80s, to just really dive into people I consider street poets like Rodriguez or Lou Reed or Patti Smith or the New Yorkian poets like Pedro Pietri. And I was just really doing a lot of research and also feeling like I wanted to use my music and my art to fight hatred that was being spewed out into our country and divisiveness. And I wanted to really stake my claim to say I am an American too, and I am very patriotic about this country and this land and its people. And because of that patriotism, I want to fight hatred and fight racism and fight bigotry, you know, with my music. So there was just so many things going on. And then I turned 30, so you just add that to the mix.
Yeah, for sure. And can you touch on this next tune, Rican Beach?
Yeah, Rican Beach. I was trying to create a dystopian place in my story, in the album story. And Rican Beach became this place that if you travel 40 years into the future in a Gotham city, you know, that could be any city, Rican Beach would be where all of the people of color and poor people have to go live at because they're just pushed out of their neighborhoods. And they are forced onto this island that's kind of like a shanty town. And so that's the place that I created, was Rican Beach. And, you know, in my story, I was just trying to be creative. What could be the worst thing? And it was like, oh, and there'd be like a Trump-esque like dictator leader, you know, and he would be trying to wall off people and, you know, just try to like throw all these like undesirables, quote unquote, into this trash island. And that's where we would all live. And little did I know that some of these like images that I thought would be cliche at this point, because I didn't think things would be this way. I thought that they'd be like, why are you still talking about the wall? But, you know, here we are and we're all still talking about it. So that's what Rican Beach is about. And it's also about people saying, no, I belong here. I'm allowed to stake claim into this land. And I love this land. And I love where you know, this place that I've made into my home, and I deserve it too. And you can try to get rid of me, but it's going to be pretty hard. I'm going down with the ship type of feeling.
Live DXT with Hooray for the Riff Raff. I'm here with Alinda Segarra, and I think this album came out at a time when people really need it, people of our generation, you know, with things going on in this country and yeah. going on in the world. And were you setting out to make an album that gave voice to, in essence, the voiceless?
Well, I definitely wanted to. I wanted to create a character because I felt like I wanted to speak to a younger version of me. The great thing about creating a character and a story is you got to teach the character a lesson. So it really made me think, well, what lesson do I have to teach, like, my younger self, you know? And that lesson was, be proud of who you are and don't let anybody tell you, like, what that means. That will be something individual and like, unique to yourself. You know, I grew up and I felt like there were a lot of different voices telling me what a Puerto Rican woman was supposed to be like, what I was supposed to listen to, what I was supposed to dress like, how I didn't fit into these ideas of what a Puerto Rican woman was supposed to be. And the more I researched and the more I learned about where my family comes from, the more I felt like, I am me, and that is what a Puerto Rican woman is. Like, we are as unique and different as anyone else, you know? So that's what I really wanted to do, was to just try to teach my younger self a lesson on self-love and pride. And now I feel like I just want it to be an album that gives people a little bit of hope and gives people strength. And I really want it to be an album that says to people, I see you, you know? I think that you are a part of what makes this country great, and don't let anybody tell you that you don't deserve to be here, you know, because, I mean, I grew up in New York City, the city of immigrants, you know, so that's what I really hope it'll do for people.
Yeah. And you had mentioned the character Navita,
yeah,
right?
Navita. She is a really wild, just like tough street kid type character. I've been working on the story of the album and, you know, have written a couple of versions of a play that I'd love to put on someday. But she's just like this 17-year-old girl that will not be tamed, you know, and she's very wise. She's wise beyond her years. But there's some lessons that she really has to learn. And that's about shame and self-hatred. You know, I think I was a wise 17-year-old who I knew a lot, even though people didn't give me credit for it. But at the same time, I had a lot to learn about being proud about where my family comes from, you know. So that's really Navita. She learns a very valuable lesson throughout this album.
And you're such a talented artist. And in this album, again, one of my favorites of the year.
Thank you.
You know, thank you for giving that to us. Do you think that how would you say that the American folk tradition is changing and evolving with a younger generation of singers and songwriters?
Well, I think our idea of what folk music is really needs to broaden, because the whole idea of folk music, of music that is telling the story of the people, that comes from a narrative that is not corporate, you know, it's the idea of people passing on their stories and their experiences and their firsthand experiences living in this country and migrating and trying to create a better life. I think genres like hip hop are doing that. You know, I think that Kendrick Lamar is a folk artist of our time. And I think Solange is a folk artist. And I think there are a ton of like mariachi bands and, you know, these groups that are not really considered folk music, but they're carrying out the legacy of what folk music is supposed to be. So that's where I get my inspiration, you know, about what I want to do with my music and what brought me to love folk music to begin with, because I wanted to hear recordings of people on their porch talking about what they'd been through and what their grandparents went through. So that's really like the focus of folk music for me.
We're live at EXT with Alinda Segarra of Hooray for the Riff Raff. Your new album, The Navigator, is out now. And you've got one more tune that you'll be leaving us with. Can you touch on this one before we hear it?
Yeah, this is a song that I went deep into my teenage years to just grab a lot of different memories of characters that I grew up around. And I just really wanted to tell the story of the underbelly of living in the city, you know, tell the story of the struggle of the people living in the city, but also like there's like this triumph no matter what. And that's what the song is about.
97.7 EXT live with Hooray for the Riff Raff.
He said I'm the sweetest thing, you know, that he's never tasted. Might have posed a singing love song, all in a dark apartment, 14 floors of earth. at the dust. You know the stuff he had, it was poison. And now everybody wants just a taste of what we sold him. Standing on the rooftops, we're just yelling till the morning. All surrounded by the visions of all who came before him. Living in the city, we're just living in the city. Living in the city now. Well, it's hard, it's hard, it's hard. Living in the city. We're just living in the city. Oh, living in the city. Well, it's hard, it's hard, it's hard. Oh, it's hard, it's hard, it's hard.
Hey, I'm Alinda Mariposa Segura, and this is 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit977.org.